Yeah, you know, they used to, you know, the Georgia Power Company would begin dumping stuff into the river,
mm-hmm.
Just near, you know, below where we live. And,
yeah.
You know, usually the river is pretty clear, you know, above Macon, and then after it leaves Macon, you know, after it left Macon,
mm-hmm.
it was well polluted,
used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they've cut out a lot of that. Cut out on it a whole lot, and they're still trying to get it better, and I reckon they'll finally get it back kind of like it, halfway like it used to be.
Yeah.
And remember when the old steamboats used to run up and down the river chugging along with a load of cotton, or maybe a load of logs or something,
mm-hmm.
going to Brunswick.
Yeah. When did they stop using steamboats?
Oh, back when I was pretty young.
Yeah.
Last thing I saw, I was nothing but a kid, and I was over there duck hunting on the river.
Mm-hmm.
That thing come chugging up, making a wave about waist high as it came.
Yeah.
Old paddle wheel, big old paddle wheel. I don't reckon you ever seen one of them.
No,
there used to be one named the City of Macon, and I believe there was three of them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the name of the other two, but City of Macon, I will remember it. I know where part of the pieces of it is at. They drifted down the river and
mm-hmm.
fishing down the river. I've seen parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I picked up an old boat about 20 inches long come out of one of them. Part of it.
Yeah. Do you think it burned or just?
It just rotted up after so long. Some of the timber's still down there. The hard timber's in there, hard to rot.
Mm-hmm. Were they? How big were they?
Oh, they were about 100 feet long, maybe 20 feet wide or 25.
Did they carry passengers?
Yeah, they hauled passengers. But it was so slow till you could probably beat it with an ox cart at times. Going upstream, it loaded, it was real slow.
Mm-hmm. Would they go all the way they'd say come out at Brunswick or Savannah?
Come out at down around Brunswick somewhere. Around two rivers meet there. Above Deering or below Deering, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
Hole in my hole in the oak mug. And now they'd take the trip down. I've been down as far as Abbeville.
Yeah.
On the oak mug. I used to hunt a lot, fish a lot, and go all the way to San Hammett and almost to Abbeville, Rock Spring.
Yeah. Well, there's a kind of stream of, I think it's called Blue Springs, somewhere near here that has a...
Yeah, it's out southwest of Hawkinsville, Blue Spring.
Yeah.
Cold Spring.
Yeah, Cold Spring that comes out of the ground.
Mm-hmm, big spring.
Yeah.
I knew they'd go in there, but I heard my kids talking about how cold it was.
Yeah. That's, I guess, kind of an artesian well.
It's a regular old spring, I reckon you'd call it spring,
mm-hmm.
artesian well or something.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't a well, it's a boiling spring.
Mm-hmm. What kind of Indians do you know that lived here around this area or had in the past?